Hello and welcome to this week's Poem of the Week podcast in the Inner Sanctum. And this week, in celebration of the glorious Feast of the Assumption on the 15th of August, just a few days hence from when I'm recording this, we're going to have a little Marian festival. It's not the first time, of course, that we've had a festival in honour of the Blessed Virgin in the Poem of the Week podcast. I'm sure, please God and thank God, it won't be the last. So in honour of the Assumption, I'm going to read several short poems in praise of the Virgin, including two that are actually specifically on the Assumption. So without further ado, all of these, by the way, are taken from my book, Poems Every Catholic Should Know, and we're going to take them chronologically, which is the way that poems are arranged in that book. So beginning with the section before Chaucer, in other words, medieval poetry, and this is a hymn to the Virgin, and as with all of medieval poetry, generally speaking, it's anonymous. We don't know who the author is. A hymn to the Virgin. Of one that is so fair and bright, velut maris stella, brighter than the day is light, parens et puella, I cry to thee, thou see to me, lady, pray thy son for me, tam Pia, that I might come to thee, Maria. All this world was for law, Ava peccatrice, till our Lord was he bore, Deite genitrice. With Ave it went away, thus the nith and cometh the day, Salutis. The well springeth out of thee, Virtutis. Lady, flower of all thing, Rosa sine spina, thou bear Jesu, heaven king, gratia divina. Of all thou bear'st the prize, lady queen of paradise, electa, maid mild, mother es, effecta. Okay, and then what other one are we going to have here? Let's move on. So this is again another medieval anonymous poem to the Virgin. This one is actually entitled The Assumption. Come, my sweet, come, my flower, come, my culver, mine own bower, come, my mother, now with me, for heaven's queen I make of thee. My sweet son, with all my love, I come with thee to thine above. Where thou art, now let me be, for all my love is laid on thee. And then one more, a medieval hymn, sorry, poem. The Rose That Bore Jesu. There is no rose of such virtue as is the rose that bare Jesu. Alleluia. For in this rose contained was heaven and earth in little space, res miranda. By that rose we may well see that he is God in persons three, pari forma. The angels sung and the shepherds too, glory in excelsis Deo, gaudeamus. Leave we all this worldly mirth, and follow we this joyful birth. Transiamus. Okay, and then we're going to move on to a poem from a little bit just after the Middle Ages, the 15th century, so the 1400s. And this is, again, an anonymous poem from the 15th century, just called Carol. A sing of a maiden that is matchless, king of all kings to her son she ches. He came also still, there his mother was, as dew in April that falleth on the grass. He came also still to his mother's bower, as dew in April that falleth on the flower. He came also still, there his mother lay, as dew in April that falleth on the spray. mother and maiden, was never none but she. Well may such a lady God's mother be. And then finally, we're going to actually read a poem on the Assumption of Our Lady by a saint, St. Robert Southwell, obviously a great favourite of mine, Jesuit martyr, martyred in 1595, a contemporary of Shakespeare and almost certainly a friend of Shakespeare's. But that's another question for another day. So we're going to conclude this Marian feast in honour of the Blessed Virgin for the forthcoming Feast of the Assumption with The Assumption of Our Lady by St. Robert Southwell. If sin be captive, grace must find release. From curse of sin, the innocent is free. Tomb prison is for sinners that decease. No tomb but throne to guiltless doth agree. Though thralls of sin lie lingering in their grave, yet faultless corpse with soul reward must have. The dazzled eye doth dimmed light require, and dying sights repose in shrouding shades. But eagle's eyes to brightest light aspire, and living looks delight in lofty glades. Faint-winged fowl by ground doth faintly fly, our princely eagle mounts unto the sky. Gem to her worth, spouse to her love ascends, prince to her throne, queen to her heavenly king, whose court with solemn pomp on her attends, and choirs of saints with greeting notes do sing. Earth rendereth up her undeserved prey, heaven claims the right and bears the prize away. Thanks so much for joining me in this week's Poem of the Week, where we've been celebrating the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin. Please do join me next week as we have more Poems of the Week. Until then, goodbye and God bless.